I want to welcome all of you to the Institute. I'm Lars Bildsen, the director here. It's my pleasure to sort of kick off this evening, especially because what Connie's going to tell us about is something quite close to my research. I will promise to be polite to her. But of course, I want to make a few announcements briefly. So of course, all of you should be already friends of the KITP. If you're not, it's not too late. There's forms over here to sign up. That will get you invitations to more events that you don't know about if you're not a friend, and it's never too late to become a friend, as they say. The next event that Greg and I are working on will be either March 11th or March 18th. We're still negotiating with the speaker. It will be a chalk talk, so that's for those of you who are the friends. It will be on some aspect of extrasolar planets. We know who we want. Come on in, Jeff, you're welcome. It'll be something on extrasolar planets by a young professor from University of Washington, Eric Agol, who was a former graduate student here. He doesn't actually know yet that he's giving the talk, but Greg and I are confident that we can get him. So that's our next event, and of course many of you know that Greg's also been doing a great job at getting the Cafe KITPs downtown. So if you don't know about those events, please speak with Greg. Greg, could you stand up and so you know who you are? Greg Huber, who's doing a lot of heavy lifting for us. Thank you, Greg. Yeah. So the Cafe KITPs are happening 2, 3, 4 times a year at the rate at which Greg can get a postdoc spun up and ready to go to Soho and prevail over the dinner and beer drinking that goes on at that venue. And we do plan on doing a few events downtown at the new Vic. So for those of you who found it the first time tonight, you didn't waste your time. We will be having events downtown. So I'm going to give a brief introduction for Connie. And so I want to tell a few stories. So of course you all have the formal, her formal stories. I'm going to tell a few informal stories. So before I start though, she is at two institutions in Nijmegen and in Leuven in Belgium. She received her PhD in Leuven in 93. And she has been working in this field of what we call asteroseismology for a number of years. And she most recently received the Franke Prize in Belgium, which is from the King of Belgium. I guess they still have royalty in Europe. So congratulations, Connie, for that. But most importantly, I first met Connie many years ago. I did some early work on astroseismology of neutron stars, none of which was ever observable. And it was never observed, so we cut our teeth as theorists doing a problem that actually had absolutely no relevance. That's what you get to do young in your career. But I did then convert a little bit and do some work on stars that are more like the sun but more massive. And then I ended up doing some different things for a while, but I've in the last 5 years probably have gotten to interact in many different ways with Connie, and so I wanted to tell you a little bit about that. So she's going to talk about, there's a field that was succeeding but nowhere near as exciting and overwhelmingly full of discoveries is what she's going to tell you tonight. And a few things have changed, and I'll let her tell you that. But she's also been really helpful in a few things here in Santa Barbara. So many of you may know the Las Cumbres Observatory, Global Telescope. It's a network of telescopes that is all been built and operated here in Santa Barbara that Connie was happy to serve, I believe, for many years on the advisory board for that, and I'll take blame or credit for attracting her to come here and serve on that role. But she played a very important role early in the design of those telescopes to get them so they'd be very effective for this type of science, and I hope someday we'll have science results from that observatory that would confirm her wisdom. We've also been working here in Santa Barbara in an international effort to develop a new computational code called Modules for Experiments in Stellar Astrophysics, called MESA. That's a computational tool that Bill Paxton, who's a retired computer scientist, anything but retired for those of you who know him, has been developing here in Santa Barbara with many of us. And that computational tool has led to about nearly 1,000 users across the world. And many of those users are at Connie's institution. And so she did come 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, to our summer school. We allow anybody to come to the summer school, even faculty are allowed. And she was by far, the star student. She demanded at least three TAs at all time who were very willing to help her to become a super user. And I think that's happened since. And most importantly, her research group is a fantastic supporter and user of this tool we've created. So the last thing I want to do is a brief acknowledgement. So Connie, as well as Jorn Christensen-Dalsgaard, who's here, Jorn, raise your hand, from Aarhus, Denmark, also wrote the book. So this is the book which, this is not a book selling, so don't worry. There's not like 20 copies to get signatures, even though two of the three authors are here, so maybe we should have done that. But this is the book that really laid down the foundation for this field that was written exactly the right time before all of the data flood was hit by us, but is really allowing the community to grow in a new and special and exciting way. So with no further ado, Connie.